drivers could be owed tens of millions of pounds in what are being described as illegal parking penalties. Research from the RAC Foundation suggests that the fines given to drivers who outstay their prepaid parking time on private land are excessive, out of proportion to any losses suffered by the car park operator. Now, here's why this is a really interesting story, and you'll hear this in the middle of this interview. This lawyer, Nick Freeman, he's the lawyer known as Mr. Loophole. He is suggesting that for those of us who pay our parking fines within the first 14 days, do you know the way they give you 50% off? He's suggesting that actually might be breaking European law for us to be asked to do that, and that we might be able to get our money back. Have a listen to what Mr. Freeman has been saying.
Basically, if you're entering, we're talking about private land here. If you enter a private land car park, you are agreeing, you're entering into a contract. And first of all, the signs have to be clearly displayed and the contractual terms have to be fair and reasonable. And there are two problems that have been highlighted in this report that the RAC Foundation has commissioned. The first problem is that there is an encouragement for early payment discounts, and that actually flies in the face of European consumer legislation. It's regarded as a price escalation clause. It's illegal. They cannot do it.
Sorry, tell me why it's illegal.
Well, it's contrary to European consumer legislation. It falls into the category of what's called a price escalation clause. It's something that's not allowed. So when they say to you, if you pay within 14 days, we'll reduce the fine from, say, £60 to £25, that is actually illegal. It's regarded in layman's terms as bully boy tactics. And most people understandably take advantage of that. And it's quite clear that all those people who have sought to take advantage have actually been paying money that they didn't need to pay.
So even if you are guilty of the parking offence, even if you admit that you were in the wrong, it's wrong for them to try to incentivise you to pay for it quickly, is it?
That's wrong. And it's also wrong for them to charge excessive fees if you don't pay within that time. So it's a contract. If you break a contract, the first issue is, do you accept liability? Yes, I do. I overstayed by 5 minutes. The next thing you need to do is to work out what the loss is. What's the quantum? What loss has the landowner sustained? And, of course, there very often isn't really a loss, or the loss is negligible.
But
we're talking about a contract, and that is what it is. And the problem at the moment is the penalties that are imposed shouldn't be penalties. They shouldn't be punitive. They should simply be designed to compensate the landowner for his loss.
But this is the
area of confusion.
But, Nick, does the law not allow for a punitive element? In other words, you could see how it would at least be logical for a private landowner to be able to disincentivize someone from overstaying their time through a penalty.
Well, you can understand it from the private landowner's point of view, and I can certainly understand it, but unfortunately, it from his point of view, he's entering into a contract, and when you break a contract, you don't punish, you're entitled to compensation for the breach. So you have to work out what your loss is, what are your reasonable losses, bearing in mind you also have to mitigate your loss. So we're talking about negligible losses.
But I find all this fascinating, but what if the contract clearly shows the penalties if you outstay your welcome?
Well, and often they do. But the point is, they are not penalties that justify the loss. They're vastly in excess of the loss that the landowner has sustained. And that is why they are illegal.
Does this only apply, Nick, to private landowners?
Yes, what? No.
What about when we park on the public roads? Why doesn't it apply to that too?
Well, this area, private lands, is very poorly regulated. There was legislation brought in, as you may recall, in 2012, the Protection of Freedoms Act, which outlawed clamping on private land. The area of public land is very, very transparent. The rates are imposed by statute. So everything is very clear. We know where we stand. What we need is clarification from the government. We need to know what rates are acceptable. those rates that are acceptable don't then become punitive. So we need clarification, as we do have on the public highway with public land. And at the moment, it's lacking, and this is the cause of the problem.
So sorry Nick, it's my fault.
The landowners, and it doesn't help the public who park there.
Sure, so it's my fault that I've missed this. But so it doesn't apply to public land if we get a parking fine on public land?
No, not at all. We're just talking about private land.
Because you would have thought the same logic should apply because the government, local councils, give you a discount if you don't pay your parking fine, if you do pay your parking fine within 14 days, don't they?
Yes, that aspect of it might well be open to dispute because they operate, every local authority in the country, so far as I'm aware, operates the same scheme. And the suggestion now is that scheme, in fact, is illegal.
Well, so surely that's...
The rates that they impose are there by statute. And they're there for all to see. The government have basically approved those rates. In relation to private land, there are no approved rates. It's very much, well, what can you get out of the public?
I get that, Nick, but surely the big story here is that local councils throughout the UK may have been acting illegally in offering an incentive for people to discount, to pay their parking fines quickly.
That is my view, Stephen, absolutely.
But that means that
they're
people could potentially...
They're exactly the same as private landowners are in relation to this incentive scheme.
But that means, Nick, that people could potentially, collectively, be suing for millions and millions of pounds from councils. That would be a huge story. That could cripple councils.
It would be a huge story. It is a huge story, but... it's unmanageable because there simply isn't the money there. The local authorities, in my view, would probably become bankrupt.
Well, which is why I'm listening to you tonight, thinking if you are right, this is a very significant story. What would happen then? And final question.
I don't think anyone's actually addressed their mind. I don't think the local authorities or the government have properly addressed their mind to. European consumer legislation.
So what would happen, Nick? Let's say one person. How would this actually work? So took this to court and a court ruled in the residents' favour, in the civilians' favour, does that mean that councils would have to repay all parking fines, or what would happen?
No, what we need is we need a decision from the High Court. We need a High Court ruling on this. We need to exhaust the appeal process. So you would, in fact, need probably a guinea pig, someone who says, right, I'm going to park my car illegally on a local authority car park that's publicly owned. I'm not going to pay my ticket. I'm going to overstay my welcome by 10 minutes. I'm going to get my ticket. I'll be fined. I'm then going to go to the parking operator.
Yeah.
I'll lose there. I'll then go to Poplar. I'll lose there. I'm then going to refuse to pay. And someone, the local authority, will then have to decide whether or not it's going to take this matter further or whether it's going to leave it. And, of course, I don't imagine any local authority would seek a High Court ruling because it wouldn't be in their interest to do so. And they just simply say, we'll let this one slip away. And, of course...
They would settle, in other words?
They wouldn't pursue it. In my view, they wouldn't pursue it. They would be foolish to pursue it any further.
But what about someone... I do find this fascinating, right? What about someone... who wants to sue in terms of retrospectively? So I'll give you. I'm thinking about myself here.
What you do is you.
Nick, I've had thousands of pounds of parking fines. So there's the declaration, right?
Yep.
So let's say I decide, right, I'm going to take on the local council in Northern Ireland. I'm going to take them on. I'm going to say, sorry, you offered me a 50% discount every single time. You unlawfully encouraged me to settle that parking fine.
Yep.
So I'm suing you. If I won that court case...
Yeah, that would be a binding authority. If you took that to the High Court and got a ruling from the High Court, that would be a binding authority. That would be a nightmare situation.
Well, precisely. And does that therefore then mean, and this is my final question, that if someone like me won that High Court case, would it be like the banks in terms of, would they have to start settling with thousands of customers?
Well, that was the analogy that I drew in my mind, of course, and this is happening all over in different walks of life where the members of the public have dealt with large sectors.
What an interesting story.
All the time.
What an interesting story. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, Stephen.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Well, it is an interesting story, isn't it? Very, very interesting story. And let me just tell you what this is all based upon. This story is based upon. It's a barrister who is advising the RAC. And he basically argues that European consumer legislation, which requires contracts to be fair, means that these so-called early payment discounts, in other words, when you see in your parking ticket, pay within 14 days and you'll get 50% off. He is arguing that they are often used to put pressure on the public to pay up quickly, and they are in fact unlawful because they constitute a price escalation clause. Do you mind if I read this to you? Because I think this is really, really interesting for those of us who get quite a lot of parking tickets. And the barrister says, it seems to me that the example given is not really an early payment discount, but a price escalation provision. Pay this sum now or it will double. I consider that such a provision is likely to be considered unfair. The reason is that by allowing the consumer only a short period of 14 days in which to make the lower payment, it causes a significant imbalance in the party's rights, since such a short period is insufficient to allow the consumer to investigate the position or take advice. The barrister continues, it puts most people in a position where they consider that they cannot risk not paying. That is unfair within the terms of Regulation 5.1. The 2013 regulations on the 13th of June 2014, the Consumer Contracts Regulations came into force. Now, I just find this, keep on saying, interesting. We've kind of asked the wrong question of the DRD this morning, so I want us to go back to the DRD and get a response, because they've just said that their position is the charge is £90. However, a 50% discount is available if it's paid within 14 days. That's not really the question of DRD. What we need to ask DRD is about the price escalation provision and why they are doing that. We'll go back to them and see what they say. Now, Susan's in Ards. Morning to you, Susan.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Susan.
Stephen, just before Christmas, I was in a... Can I tell you where the car park was? In Asda, in Bangor, I've just said it. In Asda in Bangor, and came back 10 minutes after my time and had a parking ticket from a private car parking company based in England. And I didn't pay the fine because I thought, I had asked advice of a few friends. I said, don't pay it. Didn't pay it. And now they've sent me another letter to say, you have 10 days to pay and it's £70 instead of 40. I'm wondering, have you any advice? Should I pay up?
Well,
they're threatening me with bailiffs and court, but there's no bailiffs in Northern Ireland, is there?
That's private land you're talking about. By the way, in that interview I did with Nick Freeman, I was doing it when I was in England, and I was talking about council responsibility. Of course, here in Northern Ireland, it's DRD's responsibility, which
but
is why...
Isn't. It's a private... This is from a private company.
Yeah.
In England,
mm-hmm.
They're based in a trading industrial estate.
And they've given you how long to pay?
My 10 days is up now on the 22nd there of February.
Well, and that's why we come to the... We should get the Consumer Council on as well, shouldn't we? And see
Definitely.
And see what advice they... Because I can't give you legal advice, but we can certainly see what the consumer, the Office of Trading Standards as well. They look at contract law, don't they?
I came back to the car park. I knew that I was going to run over my time. I was in Asda, came out and tried to put the pound in to get another 2 hours, I think, for a pound. And the 10p's wouldn't go in. It took the 80p and the last two 10p's wouldn't go in. There was a queue of people behind me and I thought, frig it. Went back into Asda, got my shop and came out and the ticket was slapped on my windscreen. And I thought, well, I tried to pay. The machine wouldn't take the 10p's. But, is there any point in me contacting them and saying, your machine, wouldn't take my, sometimes it doesn't take the 10p's.
Here's what we'll do, right? Let us have a look at this. We're going to look at this parking story this week and dig into all of the different ramifications around it. And we promise we'll come back this week about this. Is that all right?
Good, yep.
Okay.
Good,
mind you, thank you. Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Hello, good morning.
Not you.
Am I talking to Steve Nolan or am I talking to Perry Mason?
What's your problem?
You're haunting out. Legal advice to everybody.
I'm not handing out any legal advice.
Excuse me, do you know this story is generated by yourself for your own self-interest? You're looking a few quid back. Now, admit it.
The RAC Foundation commissioned this legal report.
Sense, Nolan. Pound sense. You know what I mean? People like you took a city centre up, parking anywhere and everywhere.
Are you Gregory Campbell's love child?
What are you talking about, Gregory Campbell's love child? What are you on about?
You just give me as hard a time as he does.
I don't give you a hard time. I'm sick telling you. And another thing too, why are you telling people not to try that diet at home when you're doing it? Don't do it. Lost the weight the other way. Some other way.
I can't.
It doesn't endanger your health.
I know that you're all seeing me on TV thinking, my goodness, look at the size of him again. I know all about it.